Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is April the 12th. The second Tuesday in the month of April. Happy April. Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year and Happy New You. Yes, you know that's our mantra. New Year, New You in 2022. Say that to yourself. New Year, New You in 2022. Amen. I pray you still have an expectation about what God is going to do in your life this year that eyes haven't seen. I hope you still are in a position of expectation of what God is going to do great in your life that He has never done for anyone else. I pray that you hold on, you continue to hold on to that word today, because I'm sure I'm holding on to that word. My prayer is that you continue to live your life like it's golden, forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing forward into the new chapter God has destined. Let me say that word again, destined for your life. Well, welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, especially if this is your first time listening, where our motto is all about living residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Lioness Queen stands for courage, hope, and faith. And our mission is to continue to help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Well, this month's theme is the digital footprint. I surely enjoyed last week. I really loved it, talking about the digital footprint. And so we're still in that theme, but this week's episode is titled The False Reality Check. Let me say that again, The False Reality Check. So let's go ahead and get into our weekly dose of the Lioness Queen Podcast. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today, I found a quote by a man named Jim Morrison. And the quote says, "Expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power. And the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free." Let me say that again. I gotta say it again. I hope it resonates with you. Expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power. And the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free. Thank you, Mr. Morrison. Because exposing yourself to fear is honestly, it's not something people choose to do. It is not something people try to do. Honestly, it is not something people do. People do not expose themselves to something they are afraid of. And that is because there is a false reality. And that is all connected to a little four-letter word, fear. You know, there is a digital footprint from, you know, a negative experience from your past that leaves residue. And when the residue is left for a long time, almost like a wound being left open for a long time, it creates a false reality. See, when you do not heal from something, the residue builds up. And when it builds up, it does three things. Or should I say, it influences three senses. Three of your senses it influences. So the buildup influences what we see, what we hold on to, and what we hear. Let me say that again. The buildup influences what we see, what we hold on to, and what we hear. So number one, what we see. The buildup influences what we see in the spirit realm. So the negative, you know, that negative event that happened in your past, it creates a digital footprint in your subconscious that influences our perspective, right? And so it lends itself to what I would call a fight or flight response. And the perspective, what it does is it plants fear in the future. Hear me. It plants fear in the future. So everything you see through the perspective of fear. And so we do not realize that the power of fear and how the enemy loves to plant fear in our subconscious so that we begin to think more natural than spiritual. So that we think more within ourselves than within what God can do through us. And so it's not about really what happened. Oftentimes people think it is about what happened to you, but it is a perception of what you may think may happen in the future. And that is the area that the enemy attacks. See, the enemy is trying to stop you from believing in God to not have hope in tomorrow, not have hope in your future, not have hope in what's to come, not have hope that your latter days shall be greater than your former days. And so if the enemy can hinder you from having hope, then he has created this false reality based on fear, not based on truth. And when he influences your spiritual perception, he creates a reality that curves what you believe and curves what you believe can happen for you in the future. It's almost like a dream. He's almost like a dream stopper, right? He's trying to stop your dreams because he doesn't want you dreaming. He doesn't want you to have hope in the future. And so the only way he can attack that is to attack it from what you see. Amen. I'm telling you, whoo, this is good stuff. I'm trying to take my time. This is good stuff. Well, we are going to take a quick break to hear some great new information of what the Lioness Queen is doing. So check it out. We'll be right back. Are you always looking for Christian music to listen to at home, work, or in your car? Well, check out the new Lioness Queen Inspiration online radio station, a Christian station dedicated to encourage and empower people through inspirational music and messages to use their faith to release their past and walk in their purpose. For more information, you can visit www.imthelionessqueen.com. Welcome back. Yes, so we were talking earlier. I'm telling you, this was really ministering to me. I don't know if it was ministering to you, but we were talking about how there are three things, or should I say three of our senses that cause a buildup. And the buildup influences what we see, what we hold on to, and what we hear. And before we went on our break, we talked about the buildup of what we see, right? And what we see is more through our natural lens than through our spiritual lens. And so the next part, the second part of the buildup influences what we hold on to, right? The things that we hold on to in that natural realm, we hold on to it in our subconscious. When our perspective influences our hope, that's what we were talking about, then it takes a stronghold, and the stronghold takes root that goes unnoticed. And that is an internal protection that causes a fight or flight response. And so we hold on to this negative event in our subconscious, almost, I would say, like holding a quarter in your hand. It's very light. You know, if you really think, if you think about this process, it's light enough to hold. It's small enough to keep in your hand closed. No one can see it. And if you keep your hand closed long enough, you'll forget it's there. Right? Well, in the same regard, we hold on to these negative events in our subconscious from that digital footprint, you know, and we internally build a protective mechanism. Say that to yourself, a protective mechanism. And I'm sure you've heard of this before, you know, but it's a mechanism that people use to protect themselves when they feel attacked, when they feel someone has done them harm, you know. But really, it's not the healthiest response. And so what people do is they either fight for things that they don't need to fight for, or they run away. That's the flight part of things they do not need to run away from. And this protective mechanism protects people from getting hurt again, from not going through the pain again, from not trusting others again, from not allowing someone to use them again. You know, it's a stronghold that creates a false reality based on how you protect yourself and not based on how God protects you every single day. And I don't know about you, but I know I've heard of many women, you know, saying, oh, I'm not going to let someone do that to me again. Oh, they are not going to cross me again. That was the last time. And so what you do is you shut yourself down. You shut yourself off because you're trying to fight or flight, right? And build up this wall, this protective mechanism in a way where they won't ever, no one will ever hurt me again. And it's unhealthy. And then the third way, right? The third way we build up influences is connected to what we hear and what we hear in the spirit realm. You know, not healing from a negative experience, a wound, it really stops you from having an ear to hear God's word. You know, I'm pretty sure you've heard me say, when you focus on the pain, you don't see God. And in the same regard, when you're focusing so much on what someone did to you, what someone said to you, it really clouds your ear gates. It really clouds and distracts you from hearing the voice of God. See, when you filter what you see through fear, when you try to protect yourself on your own without God, you have stepped into a realm based on a lie and not based on truth. You can't hear God's word when it is blocked with fear. When you try to hold the weight on your own. When you're not allowing God's word to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And so as a result, you create this false reality that God never intended for you to make. And so say this to yourself, it's time for a false reality check. Say it again, it's time for a false reality check. So my question for you today, what false reality are you living in today? And the challenging part, I would say with this word, is that the enemy makes the reality look so real. He makes it look like things are supposed to be this way. He makes it seem like this is what you have to do in order to protect yourself, in order to protect your children, in order to protect your relationship. But that's far from the truth. God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. The word says God has already overcome the world for you. So why are you creating a reality separate from God's word? You know, we have to be mindful and remember God is our protector. God is our redeemer. God is our waymaker. God is our sustainer. God is our heart fixer. God is a healer. God is our all in all. And no one can pluck you from his hands. And so often, you know, I think about, well, how do I check this thing? How do I like really understand what reality I'm living in, you know? And it's so interesting when you think about reality TV shows, right? You know, when you think about that, they're all, you know, they video you all the time, but in the same regard, you are putting up a front in a certain way. You know, you are trying to get ratings, but the question is, even when you do that, right, how do you know what's real? How do you know what's not real? You know? And so, you know, when I was thinking about this, I was like, so God, how do you do this check? And so God was like, you do the check, you know, based on how often do you think about that thing? You know, how often do you think about that thing that happened to you? Or how often do you think about what someone did to you in your childhood? How often do you think about the rejection you experienced from a previous relationship? How often do you think about how many times your children disappointed you? How many times does that pop up in your head? How often do you think about it? You know? Oh, here's another one. Oh, how often do you think they will never hurt me again? You know, and so if it comes up often, then you haven't let it go. And there's a reality that you, there's a false reality that you have created to protect yourself instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to really go down deep and do the work within you to heal you from inside out. You have this false reality in your subconscious that you allow to stay open because you're trying to heal the wound and protect yourself, and you cannot do that within yourself. There's a weight. There's a weight that you're trying to hold up, that you're trying to carry. And God never intended for you to carry the weight. God is whatever you need. And there is nothing more you need to do but surrender that thing to him today. I know you've been trying to figure it out. I know you've been trying to forgive the person. I know you've been trying to move on. But if you're constantly thinking about it, you're living in a false reality. And so it's time to let go of the false reality. And you do this by letting go and letting God. And I know it's so cliche, but when you can do it in your mindset, I'm telling you, that thing is real. You can have a freedom like none other. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. The only way this can happen is if you let go in your subconscious and believe that God will give you a peace in all things. You know, his word doesn't say he will give you peace when it's over. Ooh, I love this. He doesn't say he'll give you a peace when all the pain is gone. His word doesn't say he'll give you a peace when all the money is in your bank account and you are debt free and everything is paid off and you don't have to worry about any financial obligations. His word doesn't say he will give you a peace when your children start living up to their potential versus living in a life of sin. His word doesn't say he will give you peace when your coworkers stop talking behind your back or stabbing you in the back. His word doesn't say he will give you a peace when COVID is over. Oh, thank you, God. No, he gives you peace in the eye of the storm. Whew. He can give you peace in the eye of the storm. When God says, I will give you peace that passes all understanding, he's trying to get you to let go. Because there is a blessed quietness. There is a holy quietness when you are still in his presence. The question is, can you be storm? Can you be still in a storm? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being in a boat and there's a storm around you? Can you be still? The disciples even had trouble being still in the storm. Can you be still? You've known him long enough. You've read enough scriptures. He's done some things in your life. He didn't need you. But can you be still in a storm? See, you know, it's funny. When older people used to say, whenever there's a storm, you're supposed to turn everything off and be still. You sit on the couch, you sit in the kitchen table chair, and you be still and you let the storm pass. Well, in the same regard, God wants us to be still in the storm and trust in who he says he is. Trust that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is Jehovah Nissi, that he is Jehovah Sitkanu, that he is Jehovah Shalom, that he is your healer. He is your all in all. So if you are still in the eye of the storm, if you're still in his presence, then you can allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into truth, which will guide your perspective in those three areas. It will guide your perspective in what you see. Being still will allow the Holy Spirit to give you comfort in knowing that God is your protector. And you do not have to do anything. Because the Lord says vengeance belongs to him, not to you. It doesn't belong to you. And God is not requiring you to work for anything. Just be still. He just wants you in a blessed quietness position. Woo! And allow the Holy Spirit to speak truth. And when you take heed and when you focus and hear his truth and you hear his word, then you will begin to create a reality based on God's word, not filtered from a perspective from fear, but based on God's rhema word that is speaking life into you in the eye of the storm. Say that to yourself. His word is speaking life to me in the eye of the storm. And so allow the Holy Spirit to take control and heal those broken areas in your life that has built up residue in your subconscious that is causing you to miss out on what God is trying to do supernaturally in your life. He wants you to live residue free. See, you miss what God is doing because you're so focused on the natural and what you can do within yourself. When God is always moving, God is always shaking, God is always changing, God is always shifting things in the atmosphere, and he's always blessing you, whether you realize it or not. He's always blessing on your behalf. It's not about the manifestation, because he has to always do something before to get you prepared. You got to be still and trust that all things are working together for your good. Amen. And so today, I really feel led to pray for you today, because I believe the residue has created a false reality It's created some strong roots of doubt, of fear that is limiting the promises of God from manifesting in your life. It's not that God can't do it. It's because you're not open. You're not open to the move of God. You're not open to the will of God. And so let's pray today. So God, I pray for my dear sister today who has some residue still from her past that has created this false reality and this mindset that is limited in what she believes. It has limited her mindset in a way that has put her in a box. And so, Holy Spirit, have your way in her life today. Remove the glasses that has given her a perspective that limits what you can do in her future. Because her latter shall be greater than her former. God, I need you to go to the innermost part of that wound and uproot the strongholds in her life that has put up a protective mechanism. When God, you have already given and provided everything that she needs in her life right now and in this moment. You are the author and finisher of her faith, and there is nothing you will not keep from happening and flowing and blessing in her life because she is your beloved. She is your baby girl. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Heal those broken spaces in her life that makes her feel the need to act instead of being still and allowing you to move in her life. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you speak to her heart today to remove all of the distractions from her life, and she will only hear your voice. Where faith is triggered by what she hears, and from that transaction, she will believe in miracles, signs, and wonders for her life. And she will believe in a new reality based on your word, not based on the lies the enemy has tried to show her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. You can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Also, please write a review. Reverend Dr. Marisha would love to hear how today's episode inspired and empowered you. Also, you can check out her website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, for mugs, journals, and even if you want to reach out and contact Reverend Dr. Marisha. Don't forget to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today, I found a quote by a man named Jim Morrison. And the quote says, "Expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power. And the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free." Let me say that again. I gotta say it again. I hope it resonates with you. Expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power, and the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free. Thank you, Mr. Morrison, because exposing yourself to fear is honestly, it's not something people choose to do. It is not something people try to do. Honestly, it is not something people do. People do not expose themselves to something they are afraid of. And that is because there is a false reality. And that is all connected to a little four-letter word, fear. There is a digital footprint from, a negative experience from your past that leaves residue. And when the residue is left for a long time, almost like a wound being left open for a long time, it creates a false reality. See, when you do not heal from something, the residue builds up. And when it builds up, it does three things. Or should I say, it influences three senses. Three of your senses, it influences. So the buildup influences what we see, what we hold on to, and what we hear. Let me say that again. The buildup influences what we see, what we hold on to, and what we hear. So number one, what we see. The buildup influences what we see in the spirit realm. So the negative, that negative event that happened in your past, it creates a digital footprint in your subconscious that influences our perspective, right? And so it lends itself to what I would call a fight or flight response. And the perspective, what it does is it plants fear in the future. Hear me. It plants fear in the future. So everything you see through the perspective of fear. And so we do not realize that the power of fear and how the enemy loves to plant fear in our subconscious so that we begin to think more natural than spiritual. So that we think more within ourselves than within what God can do through us. And so it's not about really what happened. Oftentimes people think it is about what happened to you, but it is a perception of what you may think may happen in the future. And that is the area that the enemy attacks. See, the enemy is trying to stop you from believing in God to not have hope in tomorrow, not have hope in your future, not have hope in what's to come, not have hope that your latter days shall be greater than your former days. And so if the enemy can hinder you from having hope, then he has created this false reality based on fear, not based on truth. And when he influences your spiritual perception, he creates a reality that curves what you believe. And curves what you believe can happen for you in the future. It's almost like a dream. He's almost like a dream stopper, right? He's trying to stop your dreams because he doesn't want you dreaming. He doesn't want you to have hope in the future. And so the only way he can attack that is to attack it from what you see. Amen. I'm telling you, whoo, this is good stuff. I'm trying to take my time. This is good stuff. Well, we are going to take a quick break to hear some great new information of what the Lioness Queen is doing. So check it out. We'll be right back.